Mathers called me and said that he'd come to the conclusion there wasn't any particular reason why I shouldn't go abroad, and but I just want to tell you that my own feeling and thinking about it is, even if nothing happens here, it's probably better to stick around, and I'd my own feeling is I'd ought to stay anyway, even though he thinks nothing will happen.
But I don't know whether he knows, or I'm willing to go with you any way you want to go. Now, I'm terribly distressed over what's happening. He says today that they got a letter up there December the 6th saying that the Long Amendment was an awful good amendment, a fine amendment, and they liked the amendment, but it would delay things, and he said that that just did delay them, sure enough, because the committee said, hell, we don't care about delay, that's what we're in business for, is to delay things. So they talked about an hour and a half, and Treasury decided they didn't have the charts to explain it, so they adjourned till tomorrow, and we wasted another day. It seemed like to me that's awfully a bad way to run a railroad.
Well, we didn't say we really liked it, but we had no alternative with Long, or else we wouldn't have had him in the bill at all. I mean, that was the price.
Well, you're going to have his amendment. Now you'll have 30 more of them if you start amending it.
Oh, hell,
I thought you had an agreement that you'd be against every amendment.
Well, we're against practically everyone. We talked at some length with Clinton Anderson, and he said that would be disastrous for us to take the position that the Senate couldn't be for any amendments, that we were just against amendments.
You're going to have to find somebody up there to follow now. Smathers is raising hell because you agreed to it and said if you start amending it, you're just going to amend the hell out of it. He said you've already ruined the day, and it's a very ill-advised letter and one that you didn't even know about. You hadn't told the people that are trying to lead this thing for you.
Well, Long knew about it.
Of course, Long knows about it, but...
Well, of course, Smathers hasn't been here for a week and a half. We couldn't tell him. That's one problem. We've got Smathers and Long together for once for breakfast tomorrow, and we're going to try and go.
I sure would. I'd get the whole damn Democratic group down there and just really plead with them to you can't have Gore, but...
Gore, I understand, is leaving town after tomorrow, which will be...
That's right, but they won't probably do anything after he leaves. That's what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid you won't have a quorum next week unless you can just personally go to each one of them.
We've gone to each one of them, and we've been told that we've got seven of them who say they'll be here every day next week.
Now, what kind of a commitment has Byrd made to Gore while he's gone? That he won't take up any of his amendments, or what?
Well, we can skip his amendments and move on the other. There are plenty of other amendments.
Uh-huh. And, well, then we'll just have Gore's after the first of the year, huh?
I assume that's what we'll have to do, but I think they'd get rid of his mighty fast, because his are relatively dreadful amendments, and I don't think many people are for them.
Well, they tell me you got to have Monday and Tuesday for coffee hearings.
Monday and Tuesday?
That's what they told me. And I told them not to send it up at all. To hell with a coffee agreement. They're not going to get it anyway. Why do we want to interrupt all this stuff? Wish you'd coordinate with Rusk. I told them last night, please don't do anything. They're looking for the ways to delay it. Here's what you're going to have, Doug.
Yeah.
We got a commitment now that they're going to get a civil rights bill out 10 days after we come back. That's the 17th.
Yeah.
You don't have your tax bill, so we got to intercept it when it hits the Senate. So you wait 4 months.
That's just we don't want to do it.
Well, that's what's going to do it. That's what's going to happen, though, the way you move it. I just have procrastinate and put off and jimmy around. I've never seen such an operation up there.
Well, this committee is, you know what they did yesterday. They talked for an hour and a half as to whether they'd have a stenotypist in the room or not.
You all get them to not do that, though.
Well,
you just got to get them all in there and get them organized and say, God almighty, fellas, we can't stand this. We can't have this fall of civil rights. You're going to ruin us on our fiscal program. I'd go and plead with Byrd to just don't say you didn't do anything yesterday, you're not doing anything today. You didn't make any progress today, did you?
Oh, they got ready, so they said they'd vote on this bill the first thing tomorrow.
Well, they said they didn't have the charts, and they got to go and get some charts and some explanations for it. Well, hell, we've had 11 months to explain this stuff.
We had all the charts that we needed. It was just Gore thought up something new and for the first time and asked new questions. Obviously, you don't have everything.
Mm-hmm. Well,
for that.
Well, I'm just distressed that it's going to get behind civil rights.
Yeah,
if it does, it's good night grace.
Yeah, so are we. But it's just for that reason that my own feeling was it's better not to go away, or else they'll feel that they can just go on forever. I want to. I heard Coffee was only one day, and I think we wanted to press hard with them to keep it only one day.
I'd press hard with them to get it out of the way.
Yeah, I don't see why it's even one day.
Well, why don't you talk to Rusk and see if you can't just get him to please get out of your way and let you get a tax bill? And if you've got labor or commerce, it's got anything, ask them, please don't send it up there till you get your tax bill.
No, none of them have anything. This Coffee agreement is the only problem.
Well, see if you can't get them to wait on it. Can you wait?
Well, do you see if it isn't passed by the end of the year?
It's not
going to
be passed, they tell me. It's just going to be voted down.
Oh, well, if it's not going to be passed, then there's no sense.
Not a bit. It'd be better not to have it than to have it voted down, I'd say.
No sense taking it up if it's going to be voted down.
Well, that's what Smather says. You might run a check on it.
Oh, well, that's...
Talmadge last night telling that fellow that you got succeeding Joe Carr is good. Maybe he can get up there and help with some of these things and keep them there and find out about the Coffee agreement and advise us. And I told Ralph Dungan to please tell Russ not to send it. He said he would, but I don't know what's happened.
Okay, well, I'll talk to him on that. And,
okay, you do what you want to about this other.
Well,
I
don't you think it's much better, even if nothing happens?
Honestly, I do. I don't think six of you ought to go to Japan either. We ain't running
any
government in Japan, and I just tell them to take their wives and go, but we got to run the government here. I think it's absolutely disgraceful that the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States and two-thirds of the Cabinet of the United States is away from Washington when we got business transacted. We haven't transacted since January.
Well, I told them I wasn't going to Japan already.
Well, you just tell the rest of the Cabinet, any of them, that you see that I don't look with very much favor on their hightailing it around the world.
Yeah.
We've had a bill here for 11 months, and we haven't got it out. We got civil rights. We haven't got it out. And the time for us is up on that hill. That's where our job is.
That's what I think. We may miss, on account of my going to Paris, a $50 million debt repayment from France, but I think we can stand that much better than getting delayed in this tax bill.
Well,
so
you just get that tax bill passed,
yeah.
We'll worry about that $50 million.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.